The Hepcat Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live swing jazz every Monday night starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, the Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, please visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Are your local food source for beef? We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
He got a frame like a busted bike. He got a face that nobody likes to see. Nobody but me. He got a thing to learn about love. He act like he ain't never heard of romance. So I'd give him a check. Joint downtown, I dress up and he dressed down, but it don't matter one bit. Cause we got something better than class. Who needs love when love don't last that long? And all we need is a song on my baby. Baby can dance. My baby can sway. My baby can hold me tight enough to drive my cage away. Hey, my baby can bop, bop, bop. Da-da-da, da-da-da. Da-da-da, hop, hop, hop. Da-da-da, da-da-da, baby can, ooh, ooh, he can, oh,
oh,
he can, ooh, ooh, oh, mm, oh.
And welcome back to the Swing and Blues Radio Show.
You could be here, baby Tarlac. You can dance.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
I bet it would.
I was just saying to Audrey.
I have an
you put me on the spot, Audrey.
Always.
I was just saying to Audrey, though, hey, Audrey.
Hey, Tarlac.
Carsey Blanton has, like, the sexiest voice of the century.
Oh.
Good.
I don't want to hear it.
Lord.
I really don't see it. Like.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
It's that one part of the song where she's like, ooh, ah, something, something.
Yeah, but
isn't
the best
it?
Part about that part is
oh, I don't
want to
think
her.
About this. I don't want to think about it. I just, moving on.
You know, you used to be fun.
Whatever, man.
So on Monday, March the 12th, you should definitely go down to the Button Factory because we are going to be having a 1950s dance. That is on Monday, March 12th from 8 p.m. to 11.
Wear your poodle skirts.
Totally wear your poodle skirts. Slick your hair back. Just learn the jive at 8 p.m.
Are they teaching the jive?
We're teaching the jive.
Who's teaching it?
I'm not sure. Not me. Because I don't know how.
Really? I am actually surprised by that. I would thought you'd know that. What can you dance?
I don't really properly
know
how.
Do you only dance like your weird Irish dancing? Sorry, I threw that in deliberately.
I can sing, I can dance, just give me a chance.
I feel like there's a song that goes with that, except it's In My Red Velvet Pants or something.
Oh, no, I was singing the Moody Blues.
Oh, no, I was thinking
that's a song
else
I grew up listening to, you know, 60s rock and roll.
Did you listen to a lot of 60s rock and roll in the house?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. My dad had, this is how I got into swing, too, actually. My dad had a huge vinyl collection full of classic rock, classical music.
Oh, you lucky.
And
lucky
jazz. Bunch. And I was homeschooled. So
were you actually?
I was homeschooled from grades 2 until grade 11.
Right on. I was homeschooled in grade 9, but then I was lazy, so yeah, that didn't work.
Homeschoolers. Awesome. And yeah. So, you know, we would do schoolwork listening to Dad's vinyl. Anyways, Learn
My
the Jive,
classical.
Monday, March 12th at the Button Factory, 1950s dance. You can also do the twist. Actually, don't do the twist. That's a terrible idea.
I would be interested to see that, but... But do dress up, because I don't want to be a loner. Actually, Turlock, you'll join me, right?
I will dress up.
Thank you. Please grease your hair to, like, the most disgustingly oily.
I'm going to grease my hair, and I'm going to put on a boater hat. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, Lord. Save us.
That's very, very exciting. We're really excited about that. And for more information, go to hepcathoppers.ca. Live swing jazz on Monday, March 19th is going to be a lot of fun, too, because from 8:30 to 11, Patrick Tevlin and his New Orleans Rhythm is going to be here at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo.
Who's Patrick Tevlin?
Patrick Tevlin is a trumpet player from Toronto. And it's local enough.
It's pretty close.
But it is Sounds of New Orleans, let me tell you. And it's going to be really good. His band is fantastic. They play Toronto's Dovercourt every 3 weeks or so. I've seen them a few times, yeah. Really, really good. And, you know, Patrick, he's a good guy.
Oh, you baited me deliberately, didn't you? I thought you were going to say he's a good-looking guy.
Well, he is a good-looking. He's a very handsome man.
Oh, really?
You know, he's...
Are you in the market?
not to mention the fact that he's a man, but he is also...
We won't mention that.
I think.
Well, that's, you know, age is not really an object where...
But yeah, concerned. He's a very handsome man.
Okay, look at that. I am to the end of my knitting row. I need to flip this bad boy over and start again, which means it's time to play another song, I think.
It certainly is. It certainly is indeed. Here's Jeff Healey with Lost, some Canadian content.
Oh, Lost. A heart as good as new, lost. The moment I met you, lost or strayed or stolen away. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, lost. Two lips that look like mine. Found two lips that are divine. Lost my heart, but I am lucky too, because I lost my heart to you.
my feet. Muddy, muddy, muddy water. In the street, just God's own shelter. Down on the delta, muddy water in my shoes. I'm rocking to the lowdown blues. They live in ease and comfort there, I declare. Been away a year today to roam.
Oh, wander and roam.
I don't care, it's muddy there.
Beady, whitey, beady, whitey, water still is my home. Whoa, my toes turn Dixie way. Round, round, round the delta. Let me stay, my heart cries out for mud, muddy water.
Mmm, fishy.
Mmm,
white rum.
Mmm, Pluto.
No.
Muddy water.
Like bread.
Muddy water.
Beauty.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It was, that was me singing in the 1940s.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm a time traveler. Didn't I tell you?
No wonder you watch Doctor Who.
That's true. I really love Doctor Who.
So you became a time traveler like him?
I did. I did. Unfortunately, I don't have a TARDIS. I lost it in 1969.
I Doctor feel like Who I fans out there?
Anybody?
Joke, but
Doctor Who fans?
Nah,
anybody who's seen season 3 of Doctor Who would get that joke. Okay.
Well, thanks for rubbing it in. I'm not in the in club.
Say, Audrey.
Yes, Turlock.
How do you feel about Louis Armstrong?
Love him. Why?
How does he make you feel?
Well, it makes me laugh. To be perfectly blunt. He has, like, if I met anybody, ignore that you know who Louis Armstrong is.
Okay.
Ignore that you've ever heard of him.
Okay.
Pretend you're walking down the street one day.
All right.
You stop at a bus stop and you're talking to some guy there. And he talks to you like that, in that voice. What would your first reaction be, Turlock?
Holy crap. Is this guy for real?
I'd be kind of like, what happened? What is that? Yeah. I don't even.
It's but, like super heavy smoker, kind of George Lucas voice.
He kind of makes me feel... I first listened to his music around Christmas time as a kid. So he has nostalgic... he raises some good nostalgic memories and feelings. Like, I don't know. I feel like a really, like I'm about 88 years old. I'm sitting in this chair knitting and reminiscing about days gone by, listening to Louis Armstrong and looking out the window at the snow falling on the drive.
Is the snow falling?
Not Damn. Right now. It was all language for shame. I disapprove. It was actually almost snowing on the way here. I caught a couple flakes, and you can see your breath, but no true snow. It is not a real Canadian winter.
We never got one in Ontario.
We had a couple snowfalls, and outside of town, I swear it's just Waterloo that has this problem. Waterloo and Toronto, like in this segment within like half an hour to an hour surround, the weather sucks.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm from up Owen Sound way to our listeners, and they have beautiful snow most of the actual winter, period.
Through the course of this winter, I had the opportunity to go to Montreal and Quebec City.
And I'm so jealous.
Let me tell you, Montreal had the amount of snow that we should have.
Did it feel good?
It you know, it felt great. But, I mean, for Montrealers, it was like nothing. It was like...
Sorry.
You're killing me. I'm going to...
He's going bright pink. I do this just to make you blush. I'm not even doing anything. I'm just looking at him with this awful, awkward grin on my face.
It's like Nina Simone making me feel good. And I'm feeling good. I'm going to play that later.
Are you?
Except she's going to sing it on key, and I'm not.
And I'm feeling good. No.
Well, Audrey's going to sing it on key.
No, I am not. Actually, that was wrong.
Back to Louis Armstrong.
I love Louis Armstrong, and he arouses good feelings within my breast.
Exactly. So I think I'm going to play the song that I think best represents his wonderfulness, because it's got his awesome trumpet and his awesome voice going, bah, bah, bah. Here is Louis Armstrong.
Who hasn't tried to imitate that?
I actually do it very well when I'm not, you know, when I don't have a potential thousands of people listening to me.
Yeah, it's when you're on the spot, it's a little more awkward. But
I tell you what, you people who are listening, if you want to hear me do my Louis Armstrong impression, just ask me about it when it's like a few of us and not, you know, on the air.
You should just
recording.
If you have him on Facebook, you should just comment on it right now and be like, do it, Turlock, do it!
I've been told, though, that my Louis Armstrong impression ends up sounding more like Cookie Monster.
How do you do it, Chewbacca?
I can't do a Chewbacca at all. My roommate does an amazing Chewbacca.
Well, we can listen to the song and you can impress me, because I impressed him with my Lady Gaga, folks.
That's it true. Was, she did.
It's it was true. Spectacularly bad.
It was like you were doing Lady Gaga in her good stuff. Yeah.
That is flattery at its most insincere and appreciated.
Well, I love you.
Love you too, man. No.
Here's the West End Blues from Louis Armstrong. Sounds of New Orleans, Louis Armstrong with the West End Blues.
Mm-mm-mm. Satisfying.
It is. It really is. We were just talking about that trumpet.
It touches you deep really on the does. Inside.
Really does. So another thing, you know, this is something I think about a lot. And, and as Audrey whispers sweet nothings into the microphone.
Always for you.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Turlock. Always.
Disturbed.
You should be.
So something I think about all the time is, like, you know, there's an alternate universe somewhere in which one of the Andrews sisters was a brother or one of the Marx brothers was a sister, you know. Okay. And I'm thinking, what the heck, man, what would the world be like?
And yeah, he says that, and you know what I say to that? Donnie and Marie Osmond. yeah.
Audrey, that's never going to not be funny.
Well, it's appropriate.
It really is. Oh man.
But why were you thinking about that? Just
it just baffles me. I just think, what would, you know, would jazz really be the same? What kind of things wouldn't happen? What kind of things would happen if the Andrews sisters never were, or if Louis and Ella never jammed together?
Then somebody else would do it, and we'd remember their names.
I guess you're right.
Sorry, I'm a little pragmatic, perhaps.
I'm trying to be romantic here.
Oh, that's what that is.
What about Nat King Cole? How do you feel about Nat King Cole?
Also Christmas?
I think he's got a cool name.
Is it real? Was that actually his name?
Doesn't matter.
It sort of does.
Does it?
It does,
it's,
to me.
It's three. I think King is a nickname. But I think Nat Cole might be his real name. I'm not really sure.
Nathaniel, maybe. Maybe he's Nathaniel.
Maybe he's Nathaniel. If you're listening to this right now and you know, send me an email, turlock@hepcathoppers.ca. And I'll check it and I'll say, hey.
Or failing that, if you like me better.
Audrey@hepcathoppers.ca.
Thank you. That's AUDREY.
Awesome.
At hepcathoppers.ca.
And while you're there, you should go to hepcathoppers.ca and see all the fun stuff that happens there.
Marvelous. Now, Turlock seems to be slipping slightly. What's next on our playing list?
I'm really tired. Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole is next.
You know, that would actually make sense. I probably should have realized that when you brought that up. I feel a little silly now.
This is something Audrey and I both need to do, and that's
sleep.
Cool down before we blow our top.
What? I'm not... What?
A buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story is so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." Don't you blow your top. Fly right.
Lucky, what's this place uptown that all the hep cats rave about.
Savoy, Bacon, Savoy.
Well, tell me, Jack, what's this place like? So I can come up and swing some night.
Savoy!
Where the feet start stomping.
Savoy!
When the band starts romping.
Savoy!
Watch the folks start jumping.
Savoy!
Then your heart starts thumping. Savoy, boy, come on and jump for joy.
We wanna go, we wanna go, we wanna go there.
Where?
Savoy!
Where your feet cause a panic.
Savoy!
Grab a cook or mechanic.
Savoy!
Let yourself go frantic.
Savoy!
While the jive's titanic.
Savoy, boy, come on and jump for joy.
We wanna go, we wanna go, we wanna go there.